since it's like 90 degrees out and really sunny and like the nicest day we've had in what seems like a couple of months, we figured that we would play a bunch of summery, sunny music, whether it's music that inherently sounds like happy and summery, or it if we just happen to listen to it a lot in the summer and we have more personal memories attached to it. So I cannot take credit for this idea. This was all DJ Hank.
It's all me. I'm really feeling it.
Hopped on the bandwagon there. And when he suggested that we do this together, this is the first song that immediately came to mind, and it is by The Zombies, so I hope you enjoy it. Okay, that first one that I played was Care of Cell 44 by The Zombies from their final album, Odyssey and Oracle. That's definitely my favorite album by them. Not that they had too many, but yeah, that song is just super happy and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, like I said, that's the first song I thought of when DJ Hank suggested that we play like summer-themed music. And the second one you just heard was Almost Crimes by Broken Social Scene from their 2002 album You Forgot It in People. And I really like Leslie Feist's backing vocals, or chorus vocals, whatever you want to call it, on that track. I think they sound really, like, crazy almost. I don't know if that's the right word, but either way. This next song that I have fits in with the theme, and it also happens to be one of my personal favorites, and it is by Yola Tango. And that one was Cherry Chapstick by Yola Tango from their 2000 album, and then Nothing Turned Itself Inside Out. Like I said, that's one of my personal favorites. It has a great melody, great guitar playing. If you want to use the word great, it's certainly interesting. So yeah, I definitely thought that I would include that one for you all today. Now, these next two songs are slightly different. They don't necessarily not sound summery, but they're more... it's more because I just happen to listen to them a lot in the summer, mostly because I listen to them going to and from work, my internship the past couple of summers. So this first one is by Queens of the Stone Age.
Spinning his head on the cane.
Okay, the first one in that little set of two songs was Fair Weather Friends by Queens of the Stone Age from their most recent album, 2013's Like Clockwork. I've listened. I know there was a week at one point where every day, like twice a day when I was going to into work and coming home from work, I would listen to either that album or Songs for the Deaf, also by Queens of the Stone Age. It's just really on a Queens fix at that point. And that song is interesting because they brought in a bunch of ex-members of the band who had been fired or left for various reasons to do backing vocals. And the piano on that track was performed by Elton John, of all people, which is kind of strange. Queens of the Stone Age prefers, if they have features, they prefer to kind of hide them in the mix. So, they become a temporary member of the band, which I think is an interesting approach. And the second song you heard was L.A. by Elliott Smith from his second-to-last album, Figure Eight, which was released in 2000. And I know in the summer of 2015, I discovered that album, Figure Eight, the last week of my internship, and I heard that album every day going into work and coming home from work, so I was really about it.
I feel like binge listening to albums is the way to go.
Yeah, it definitely can be. I don't know, I just heard it 10 times in a week and just didn't get sick of it and just wanted to keep hearing it more. I feel like LA is also a very summery city. I have one more song for you all this fine afternoon, and it's a song by Big Star that actually was later covered by Elliott Smith, but this is the original version, so I hope you like it.
Won't you let me walk you home from school? At the pool. Maybe Friday I can get tickets for the dance. Back. Tell him what we said about painted black. Rock and roll is here to stay. Come inside, well, it's okay. Now shake.
Okay, and wrapping up my set for today, that was 13 by Big Star from their 1972 debut album, number one record. Sorry, I had to look check on Spotify for the year. I think that's a great song. It's called 13, and I feel like it pretty accurately describes like a romantic relationship in middle school in 1972, like asking to walk her home from school and going to the dance and all that. So kind of ending on a bit of a bittersweet note, but it's definitely a really pretty song. So anyway, that's going to be it for my set today. I've been DJ EJ, and you've been listening to The Archive on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm going to play a quick PSA while we switch over to DJ Hank for his summary set as well. So we'll be right back in a minute.
Recipes for disaster.
So we've got our neighbor Paul coming over tonight for a barbecue, which is why I prepared a delicious lemon rosemary steak marinade from my special collection of old family recipes. To make sure the steaks are extra, extra, extra tender, I left them marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Nana used to.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise.
Oh.
Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
All right. This is DJ Hank now. Thank you, DJ EJ, for that wonderful summary playlist. I hadn't heard many of those songs, so maybe I'll add them to my mix.
My pleasure. Thanks for coming up with the brilliant idea.
In fact, I came up with this idea after listening to this first song, which is sort of like my ultimate summer song. And I kind of feel like a lot of people will agree with me. A lot of the songs on my playlist are quite well known, so hopefully everyone can enjoy and tie them back to their own memories that they have while listening to these songs.
The screen door slams, Mary's dress waves. Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me and I want you only. Don't turn me home again, I just can't face myself alone again. Don't run back inside, darling, you know just what I'm here for. So you're scared and you're thinking that
All right, so that was Thunder Road by Bruce Springsteen. I feel like you cannot get more classic summer than Thunder Road.
You also can't get more classic Bruce.
Yeah, that's very true. Or like, and I just like, maybe it's because my parents
always listen to America.
Yeah, like I was going to say, like Bruce Springsteen, like, let's be honest, it's like summery, it's great. Anyways, so this next song that I'm going to play, I was like obsessed with this song freshman year in college, and I used to play it over and over again.
This is what I'm thinking of. I can attest to the fact
yes.
that DJ Hank was obsessed with this song.
I believe I was quoted saying, like, I could literally listen to this song on repeat every day of my life and I would be fine.
You timed your walk to classes to sync up with the length of this song.
That's 100% true. It's 100% true. All right, so I hope you guys enjoy this one. This one is by Meatloaf.
Buckle.
take me? Will you make me so happy for the rest of my life? Will you take me away? Will you make me away? Sleep on it, baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Let me sleep on it. I'll give you an answer in the morning. Let me sleep on it, baby, baby, let me sleep on it.
So that was Paradise by the Dashboard Light. And I actually just heard that apparently the announcer for the baseball thing, he didn't know that it was actually for that song, and he would have refused to record it if he had known it was for that song. He thought it was for an actual play-by-play, but that's an interesting story.
Sounds very authentic.
Yeah. I also think I heard somewhere that like there was a Boston version. I think that the announcer was like for the... either the Mets or the Yankees, and they did like a Boston version with like the one who announces for the Red Sox. That's what I heard. Maybe it was like a live version that was played, something like that. But
should have found that one.
Yeah, I know. I could have found that one. All right. So this next one is some Scorpions, and I also like this band. Pretty a little bit more of a hard rock kind of thing, but I love them too. All right, so that first one you heard was No One Like You by Scorpions, and that last one was Run Like Hell by Pink Floyd.
I just learned today that No One Like You isn't the same song as Rock You Like a Hurricane.
It actually sounds very, very, very similar. I like that No One Like You better than Rock You Like a Hurricane, but
I don't have a preference since I didn't realize it was two different songs.
The beginning, opening riff and everything is quite similar. I feel like all of Scorpion songs have a very similar vibe.
I only know those two apparently, but
yeah,
German hard rock.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, well, thank you for listening to The Archive on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We will be back next week, DJ EJ and I.
We sure will. And DJ Mandy B will also be here next
week. Yes, that will be a fun trio, hopefully. So
that'll be the first one, so look out for that.
Thanks for listening to our summer playlist. I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your night.
Get used to living without you by my side.